The Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here.
Yeah, we got to cruise in later on tonight.
Yeah.
How was your thing last Saturday, American One Credit Union? Well, their event.
Yeah, the event center, American One Event Center, Keeley Park, American One Credit Union, first ever community fair. It was very cool. The setup, man, I got in there. You know, they didn't start till 6 o'clock. I got in there about 4:30 to set up my stuff. And just like the energy, just to start off the bat before it even happened, man, I love that crew. The American One Credit Union family, they are awesome at what they do. And, man, they love doing what they do. You can tell. And then people poured in when just before 6 o'clock. There was a lineup outside the door.
Oh, good.
To get in. So, very
cool. I'm sure they were relieved to see that.
And I saw people I haven't seen in a while, too, which is very cool. Shout out Cindy Hayden from Balloony Bin. And she just actually finished up. I didn't know this about her. She's... did this Blues Fest here in Jackson Blues Fest for 25 years. This is the 25th anniversary of it. And I didn't know that she's not doing... this is the last...
this is it?
That was it. So if you didn't go to the Blues Fest this year, sorry, Charlie.
No kidding. Yeah they didn't really... I didn't hear that in any of the messaging.
No, she put it... I think it was a quiet thing, and... but congratulations there. And I saw a bunch of other people I haven't seen. Well, we saw Nancy from Allstate. She was out there. Josh, Jack 60, our friends at Northwest Community Schools. I mean, I could go on and on about all the people.
And everybody
I saw
was there last night.
It was very cool. Shout out to Jackson Popcorn Depot. They had a very fresh setup over there. They had tons of candy and popcorn for the kids to get into. And
that's awesome.
I saw Liz from Crazy Cowboy. She's doing good. Her spirits are up, and I love that about her, too. She's fighting hard against cancer right now, and just so many others, man. It was a very cool evening for myself.
Good.
Just for people-wise, and the kids, and everybody had smiles on their faces, and maybe we learned a lot, too, about finding... well, they learned stuff. I didn't learn anything. I'm a dope, but...
That's too late for me. Yeah. Save yourselves, kids.
That's right. Save yourselves.
That's cool. I'm anticipating a night similar to that downtown tonight with the cruising June edition.
Yeah, there's like some small chance of whatever that is, but I don't think that's going down at all.
Let's see. 10%.
Yeah.
After 5, I'm not worried about that at all.
The spirits are up. It's not going to be able to cloud anything that we got going on this weekend, man.
There's
going to
be clouds in 75. And you know what? I welcome that because we still have July and August cruising to come in.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be over 100, you know, how it turns out later on in the summer. So at one point this week, the forecast did say between 3 and 5 showers. So it was very specific.
Sure.
And I thought... that's when we're like setting up.
Right. I saw that too, and that changed, so I'm glad about that.
Yeah, me too. We will do some pre-gaming at Bellinote at 4 o'clock and then switch over here to the studios for a couple hours. 5 to 8 tonight downtown's going to be all crazy.
I wonder if they have those ribs over there, man. You ever had the ribs at the Bellinote?
You all speak so highly of them.
Gosh.
I'm hoping that's what they cook up. Maybe I've got time to eat them. We'll see.
Yeah, Greg hooks it up, man. They got a great crew over there. Man, I got so many compliments for everybody. I love it.
Nice. About yourself personally or the radio show?
The people that do stuff here in Jackson. Well, I don't.
Okay.
I don't talk good about myself. You know, I don't toot my own horn. Dang it!
I gotta be nicer to myself. Yeah. All right. Friday morning, man, and we're downtown, and some things fell through, so it'll be interesting to see what we pull through.
Rachel Buchanan at What's Up Jackson, 8:50 mark.
She's going to be in here talking about this summer-long kind of program where you get a card, I think. She's going to tell us how it works.
Sure.
But you visit the different parks around the area throughout the course of the summer, and if you collect enough stamps or something, you get a prize at the end of the season for going out and enjoying this great park system we have here. So that's what she's going to be talking about. And what are we going to talk about throughout the morning? Well, just hang on.
You'll hold on to your seats, everybody.
Oh, it's a good day to sing in the song, and it's a good day. We're moving along. Yes, it's
welcome back to the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey, episode 609. Finally Friday, hanging out inside the McKibben Media Group downtown studio, sponsored by the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley. Thanks for being here. Yeah, finally Friday. Excited for the weekend. Lots of events happening. Lots of cars in the mix between tonight and tomorrow. That's pretty cool, man.
Oh, that's right. TAC is tomorrow.
Yeah, cruising tonight. TAC Manufacturing and their phenomenal car show. Like, that thing is super fun. Like, they get the hookup for everybody tomorrow. You don't want to miss out. And it starts at 9, goes to 1.
Maybe that was my question. Mm-hmm. I told you I thought of a Facebook question, and then I forgot it yesterday. Oh. I need to write it down.
Uh-oh.
But if you were going to have a classic car, what would your classic car be? I don't know if that's what it was, but for conversation.
Sure. El Camino.
Oh, that's right. We talked about
that. I
love that.
It's a car and a truck. You know?
Yeah. Those always looked really fun to me.
Right.
I saw, maybe it was yesterday, I thought of that question because I saw like a Nova from 1976 that had some special detail, like you could get an options package that was for the bicentennial in 1976.
Dang, that would have been fresh.
It was. Yeah, I even shared it. Wow. It was one of those weird things that I would share on my Facebook. But then when I clicked on it, it said you could choose the Nova, the Vega. Do you remember the Vega?
I don't know. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, those were gone by the time you were around.
Right.
I had a classmate who had one as her first car.
Oh.
When I was in school, and I would borrow it sometimes.
Oh, that's fun.
And we'd go out, skip class.
Ripping it up. Ripping it up.
I love that little Vega.
What was that vehicle you shared on the socials the other day? Was it yesterday?
That was yesterday. That was that Nova.
That was the Nova. Okay.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
And I love that steering wheel. Something about that steering wheel took me back to when I was a kid and I would sit in a parked car and pretend I was driving it.
Was it mean or, you know what I mean? Like, was it fresh? Like,
just of my youth, just a nostalgia thing. Sure. You know, now we've got... I looked at it. Well, I didn't look at it, but I saw a picture of like one of the new Lincolns, and the steering wheel is oblong. It's not quite a rectangle. It's not a circle. It's like a mixture of the two. And I thought, I wonder if I would like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes I'm a 10-2 driver.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Isn't that weird? I feel, and when I do that, I think, man, you're old. You know what I mean? Like,
but it feels
I feel like
good.
An old person.
Well, right. And I remember learning that when I was a kid. I was like, that's how old people drive.
Right.
But now when I drive that way, I realize like my arms are nicely supported. Yeah. It's a comfortable position to sit in for a while. And it has nothing to do with old age. That might be a question for Monday. What is something that you always associated with old age now you're discovering in your life? It's not necessarily old age. It's just you discovered something super comfortable or...
practical, maybe?
Right. There's a reason why.
Right. There's always a reason.
Let's see. Where'd my story go? Gas prices. Jumping gas prices could be coming.
Again.
For Michigan, it did jump up about 20 cents here. A 90-day executive order issued in April by Governor Whitmer declaring an energy... declaring an energy emergency is set to expire on July 1st. So they just gave us that new tax rate on our gas last fall, was it? Got passed.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulled that off the top of the price, you know. So that's interesting to me because we're still about a good 20, 25, 30 cents higher than like Ohio sometimes.
Wild.
And so that gas tax that she pulled back isn't even a part in that. Because I'm seeing that, why is it so much cheaper in Ohio? Because that Whitmer gas tax.
Yeah.
But it hasn't even been in place.
Yeah.
So she pulled that back temporarily. It'll expire July 1st due to the rising gas prices driven by inflation and the war in Iran. The order allowed Southeast Michigan gas stations to delay a legally mandated change to a summer. Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't the tax. This isn't good.
Uh-oh.
The order allowed Southeast Michigan gas stations to delay a legally mandated change to a summer blend fuel that is usually more expensive.
I'm hitting the boo button right now.
The state and House both approved separate measures to extend the declaration, but they're different when the same resolution needs to be approved by both chambers. It's so hard to keep track of what's getting done and not getting done in Lansing because there's such a level of bipartisanship. In both of those chambers, so I don't even know what that means. So, okay, we still have the gas tax. And I was just starting to wonder about the performance of my car. They haven't upgraded to the summer recipe. And I feel like I wasn't getting clean performance from my car.
It feels like it's lagging or something.
Yeah, and so I wondered if they had done that yet, and that's totally been the deal. Usually they switch over in April. Man, you ruined my car because of bad gas.
Well, and then you got the roads, too. That'll ruin your car real quick. There's so many different things. Like, just keep stacking it up, guys.
You know, when I came down, where was I driving down yesterday? Was it Morrell? So they're at like Polly's, that little Five Points area when I'm on Spring Arbor. And I go, okay. I was cursing it the whole time, but I also imagined how everybody would drive on it if it was really, really like smooth.
Yeah.
There might be a method to the madness of the bad streets around here, the conditions of the roads, just to control. Everybody would be flying.
You know what's scary is driving that van, that K105.3 van with those rough roads. Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
You feel like it's just going to fall apart around you like a cartoon.
Right? You got to make a turn in some rough patch. Like, oh my gosh, this is it.
Oh, that van is epic.
It is.
Someday, if we ever get a different one, it would be really fun to use this one in some kind of way to of just destroy it or put it in a demo derby.
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't drive. I've always wanted to like try. I'm not like a car guy or wanted to be like roughed up or anything, but I think that would be kind of cool in the right conditioned car.
Yeah.
For that. But that would not be the one. That thing's going on its side.
Oh, man, I'd strap in. I'd bundle up in some kind of safety gear, and I'd strap. I'd
wear two helmets.
You know? Exactly.
And a neck brace.
Oh, right. A Hans device, like they have in a big pillow suit. Get in that thing looking like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow from Ghostbusters.
You have to. It's unforgiving.
You're just going to hit a bump one day, and the sides are just going to pop right off of that thing. It's going to be massive. People will take pictures of it. It'll go all over socials. Hey, we got our Facebook numbers up. They're not ours, but our presence is very well
established. Hey, we made the news. We made the national news.
This should be the happiest time in Taylor Swift's life, but on Wednesday, this happened.
What?
A company called Harborview announced that it had acquired the publisher's share of a catalog that includes songs by Taylor Swift, and I think it's the new ones, maybe.
Oh, no.
Which means that she could once again lose control over some of her music. The songs are part of a catalog previously owned by Wolf Cousins, a songwriting collective that's responsible for some of the biggest hits in the past 30 years, stuff from Britney and the Backstreet Boys. And also Taylor Swift.
Are you talking about the stuff that like she just like redid or whatever?
Let's see. Many Style and Ready For It. I don't know when titles came out.
Yeah. Me neither.
But she redid. I mean, on the other hand, she did redo all of it. So I guess I do understand that question from you. And I don't know.
Yeah.
But didn't she get her stuff back from Scooter? Didn't she buy it back? So yeah, this would be stuff she has control of. Both catalogs. So Harborview wouldn't control the masters necessarily. This is even worse. An entertainment lawyer says that they would have, quote, approval rights and meaningful leverage that affect how Swift can use those recordings in certain contexts.
That's sick.
And I don't think it applies just to her, but also all those other artists.
That's sick. People stink.
Greed. Once again, greed. They just find ways to compound to make money on top of other people's money.
In a way, taking credit for something that somebody did that was awesome, too. You know, taking that credit but taking that money for it. You suck.
The Weeknd's I Can't Feel My Face, Cake by the Ocean, Believer by Imagine Dragons also in there. Meanwhile, New York City police have been warned about a potential flood of fans descending on Madison Square Garden 1 week from today. Two anonymous NYPD officers confirmed to Variety that they were briefed on the expected influx of Swifties, paparazzi, onlookers around the already busy Midtown venue. Officers noted the topic has sparked discussions among colleagues. MSG sits adjacent to a major transportation hub, raising crowd management concerns.
Ooh, that's going to be a mess.
The venue offers privacy advantages, including no overhead photography access and secure parking.
No drones.
NYPD has recent experience managing large crowds, you know, because of the Knicks championship game.
Sure. Oh my gosh.
And the World Cup commuters.
They did a great job with that Knicks mess. You see all that stuff that people were doing over there?
We got a story of one of those things coming up later this morning that I can't shake. I'm just so mad at this lady, but.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah. So Taylor and Travis, who's going to cover? They're going to have extra police.
Right. I think you have to show up to the venue like a day early, too. You know what I mean? Like, how do you get in there? How do you, like, figure that out with all those, that mass amount of people?
Who, the police or Taylor and Travis?
Taylor and Travis.
Oh, that place has got back doors and...
Sure, but just to get into the facility, too. Holy crap.
There'll be some back door that's covered up and in a different location that probably people don't know for general people, but who's going to foot that bill? New York City, right? I guess it would, in my mind, depend on the celebrity.
And does she have like to pay I for see, that?
I see Taylor and Travis not having a problem and understanding that's the right thing to do, and covering the cost of extra police and security.
Other celebrities, not so much.
Yeah. All right, what else we got going on here? Peppa Pig.
Oh.
A major studio behind Peppa Pig is asking child voice actors to give up rights to their voice for AI use. The group said the contracts allow the studio to use a child's voice in all franchise materials indefinitely. Hasbro, which owns Peppa Pig, did not deny the report. The company insisted it supports protecting child performers. We're protecting them by just using their stuff once. They can be on their way. They don't ever have to be here again.
I want a huge check then.
Right. Gary Newman, Cars. Ooh, I don't want to read this one.
Oh, don't. Gary Newman. You look it up. We're not touching it.
Oh.
I don't even know what it is, but man, you don't get like that unless something's really messed up.
Wow. Okay. Next story. Eddie Murphy's donkey is going to get his own spin. I know. Careful where you pause.
Yikes.
He's going to get his own spinoff film. June 30th, 2028. So it's going to be big 4th of July. Well, just before 4th of July weekend. Let's see, next year. We got a leap year in 28, I think.
We're probably due.
So Shrek 5 is scheduled for next summer. And then Donkey, I guess, the following summer.
Wow.
Five Shreks.
Is Donkey just like, I can't imagine like a show with just Stewie on it, but I think they were going to do it or something. Stewie from Family Guy.
Too much.
I wouldn't like that, so I don't know about Donkey either. Like, you need that straight man, or you need that, you know what I mean?
Oh, it'll probably be somebody else. It won't be Shrek. It'll be another he finds on an adventure.
Maybe that
it worked for Minions.
Yeah,
but they're cute.
Maybe they did Puss in Boots too.
He got his own too. I never saw it.
I mean, either.
I felt like that was going to be too a little bit. Like Groot, does he need his own?
No,
right. That's
he can't even say any words. He doesn't even talk. He just says the same thing. I'm Groot. Shut up.
Hour and a half. I am Groot.
Right.
Michael Gandolfini is the latest actor to join Daniels' upcoming Untitled Event film. Boy, they need to put some more info on this story. Right.
Daniels's? That sounds horrible.
Who wrote this?
Right. You know who.
Deadline reports Gandolfini joins Matt Damon, Sandra Oh, Sean Kaufman, and Charles Melton in a Universal Pictures film. Daniels are the filmmaking duo, of Daniel Kwan and Daniel Schinert. Who helmed the Best Picture winning movie Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, that's a good movie. That was wild.
Yeah, it was hard to keep track of. And at the end,
you had to like you
three
had to
quarters pay. Of the way through, I was like, I'm tired.
You couldn't need have to wrap anything else up. Going on if you're watching that. There's nothing else. Like right. not even a pet in the room. Like you don't want anything else. You don't even want
you
another
couldn't
person
look
in
away.
The room. No.
Yeah.
And we get into it with Ruth Topes. Ruth Topes, happy birthday to you and Brian Haynes celebrating today, along with Sherry Rittersback and Tanisha Tanner, Keisha Kubish, and Lori Todd. Happy birthday, Melody Truex and Jasmine Hubler. Happy birthday, Carol Sharp celebrating along with Megan Swanepoel and Christy Keaton. Sarah Halstead, happy birthday. Lori Hale and Misty Bells, happy birthday to you. Marcy Meganson and Kathy Johnson, happy birthday. Also happy birthdays to Tori Veneer, Jenny Gutierrez, and Karen Daniels, happy birthday. And who do we got celebrating on the celebrity side of the world?
Jacob Elordi, excuse me, is 29. Heathcliff in Wuthering Heights.
Oh.
The Creature in Frankenstein. And he's in Euphoria. Ariana Grande is 33. And Aubrey Plaza is 42.
No way.
Jason Schwartzman is 46.
Wow.
Derek Jeter is 52. Who?
I was just going to say both those people, Schwartzman and what's her nuts? Just very youthful. You know what I mean? Like, they just always had that young look to them.
Yeah. I wish they were in a movie playing opposite together.
Right.
Like a couple. Going through something.
And their weird little quirks and their way, their deadpan and everything. Yeah.
Derek Jeter is 52 and Gretchen Wilson is 53. I don't know why I threw her in there.
Wow.
Chris O'Donnell is 56. He was Robin the Boy Wonder in a couple of those 90s Batman movies.
That's right, he was. the bad ones.
And Charlie Sims in Son of a Woman. Ooh-ha. Right? Is that what that was from? With what's his name?
Your Al Pacino is always awesome. Like, that was good, but like, you've done better.
Nick Offerman is 56. Sean Hayes is also 56.
Wow.
That's an interesting connection, isn't it? I wonder if those two would ever, they should be in something together. I mean, for if you don't know, Nick Offerman's married to Megan Mullally.
And he's been on that show before too, right?
Wasn't he? I think he was on there, yeah.
Like a couple of appearances, maybe.
And then we got some other people, maybe. Chris Isaac, Patti Smyth. She's Scandal, the warrior, goodbye to you. Not Patti Smith, the punk rocker from 70s.
Two different people, yeah.
Completely.
Right.
Then we got Getty Watanabe is 71.
I like that name.
You know who it is? It's Long Duck Dong.
Is it? Automobile.
Gung Ho is a great movie with Michael Keaton on it. Very movie of the times of the mid 80s. He's in that. Volunteers. He's in ER too. I guess I forgot that. And Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis Presley's
scumbag
manager, was born on this day. Peter Lorre was born on this day for the old school folks, for sure. All right, stuff that happened today. Grimm's Fairy Tale, this was the day, according to that fairy tale, in 1284, that the Pied Piper led children out of Germany. The townsfolk there didn't pay him for leading the rats out of town, so he abducted their kids.
Yeah. I'm going to take your kids.
Paying the piper is where the expression comes from that. The bicycle was patented on this day in 1819 here in the United States. King George IV, England's fattest king, died at the age of 67 in 1830. For breakfast, he would eat two pigeons, three steaks, and wash them down with a bottle of wine, a glass of champagne, and several glasses of brandy.
Yuck, two pigeons. I just imagine this enormous guy just grabbing like a live pigeon.
Just taking a bite out of it.
Right.
And Sonny and Cher got divorced on this day in 75. The last Elvis concert was on this day in 1977.
On Colonel Tom Parker's birthday.
That's funny.
Right.
And then, of course, he died several weeks later. I thought there was a spider crawling on me. I don't know what that was. What else happened on this day that would be a pop culture of reference? New York became the first state to ban the use of the handheld cell phone while driving in 2001.
Good for you guys, but it doesn't work.
No. All right, let's see. Today's stuff, that's Beautician's Day, Forgiveness Day, International Day of Support of Victims of Torture.
Oh, my gosh.
National, you think they get a little community get-together in a park for that one? Barcode Day, Chocolate Pudding Day, and Coconut Day.
They go on a scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a t-shirt. Cream tea day. And is that what we just learned about earlier this week when I watched that show about beverages and they had cheese for your tea?
Ew.
And it's cheese foam.
I don't like that.
They say it tastes a little bit like cream cheesecake.
That's the original dirty soda.
That's right. Take your dog to work day.
I wish I could.
You should have brought Buck in.
Oh, he'd be a handful.
Tropical cocktails day today, too. Put an umbrella in it. I had big expectations for these nerd cluster gushers.
Yeah, you open the bag and like, there are some of them that are awesome. It's hit or miss, though, when you get into that bag.
Nerds Juicy Gummy Clusters. Ooh. Not everyone is juicy on the inside.
No, they're not. I've had that before.
That's a life lesson, too, kids. Not everyone is juicy on the inside.
That's right.
But I've learned that you can kind of squeeze them.
Yeah.
And tell if there's going to be some...
See if there's going to be the pimple pop.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good...
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm into them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm finding more that maybe do have a little more juice, but the first one I popped was totally solid. I'm like, there's nothing
that wasn't
gushy
fair.
In there.
That happened to me when I opened up my... When I had that, the first time I ever had that, too. I'll get them again, but I do prefer the original. Anyway, like, those are just classic.
These are... I do like
They're
the originals.
They're not even that old.
No. These are a little bit bigger, too, and it's almost too much of that... Cluster smack in the face, like just smelling them makes that point in my jaw like tighten up and get watery at the same time.
I think I just got a cavity, you know.
But it does smell good. I used to wear a perfume like this late 90s, early 2000s.
Really?
And everybody smelled like candy back then.
Oh, yeah, cotton candy. They had all different kinds. I love that.
There was a Britney Spears perfume I used to wear.
Really?
I was in my 20s. You can get away with smelling like candy in your 20s. Not so much in your 50s. I'm like, what are you trying to... Hey, I just want to clarify that Gary Newman story we started in the buzz.
We thought it was bad.
We thought it was bad. It's not as bad as it could have been. But it's a story about how he met his wife.
Right.
He met his wife. Her name's Gemma. They got... In the early 80s, they got married in 97. They ended up having three kids.
Oh.
But the story started off, interestingly enough, because they met at a fan convention of sorts.
Right.
And she was 12.
Right.
He was 22.
And that threw you off, and I totally get where you ditch out of that real
quick. Yeah, I was like, I'm not even going
to... I don't really want to find out what happens
next.
I'll
figure it out later, which I'm glad I did, because it's not as bad as what it could have been.
Right. He waited until she
he
was
waited
18.
6 years.
Right.
Yeah. And then got at it.
Still, there's something about that, too, that really creeps me out, too. I'm sorry.
So my ex was 14 years older than me, and so we got married. I think I was 27. He was 42. That doesn't sound too bad.
You guys didn't know each other when you know what I mean? I think that's different. Like, you didn't meet him. Like, I don't know. I don't know if there's like a...
He did used to pick on my mom that he saw her pushing me in a stroller when we were at the mall.
Oh.
But just to make, no,
he
right.
He made that up.
Well, absolutely he did, because yeah. He grew up in Detroit, and I didn't.
Right.
There was no way that was going to happen. But it was in that conversation,
sure.
there's times in your life where that sounds way more radical.
Mm-hmm.
27 and 42, yeah. A little bit. Now I'm 53, and he's like 68. That would be horrible, right?
For you.
Right.
You'd have to like be his caretaker and stuff at some point, like or sooner than you wanted
Dude,
to be.
I was really curious. I hadn't had contact since we had breakfast after we got divorced, essentially. But I think something's happening.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know. There's just been like weird things in my life that I'm like, is something happening with his health?
Oh.
So I'm wondering if someday I'm going to get a call this summer. Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Because the last picture I saw of him. It's not the picture of health. Like, if you put him up against someone who's the same age that just remotely takes care of themselves,
right.
You could tell the difference.
Oh, boy. Troubled times are coming.
So we did a diet a couple different times. He would always get nervous when I'd start taking care of myself because he would think that I was going
to... Now I have to, too.
Right.
Now I can.
And for a while,
things I like.
I would just try to put him in that position. I couldn't do it anymore because...
Yeah.
So we were confessing things to each other, essentially, there at the end. And we gave it the Atkins a good push. And I couldn't understand why him as a man wasn't losing weight instantly. Like, why are you not? That's how it works for a dude. How are you not losing weight?
He's cheating on his diet, probably.
Every morning he told me he'd grab a bag of donuts, not even a sleeve, a bag of donuts and a thing of milk at the gas station on
desperate.
The way to work.
He was desperate.
There's issues there,
sure.
Obviously. They're not mine anymore to deal with. I just have.
She'll never find out. What's up with that spare tire, pal? You know?
Right.
You ain't fooling nobody. It's 55, 56 and cloudy. It just went up a degree. It's 56 and cloudy in Jackson now.
That reminds me one time. So there used to be things in the studio called hotlines, and maybe there still is. And it would be a phone that, like, your program director would call you on if you. They needed to get in touch with you.
Right.
For whatever reason. Good program directors, if they heard something wrong that you could fix later, they would tell you about later.
Right. They let you do your thing and not goof up your show because that would totally get in your head.
It would. But one day, I was doing my show, the very first place I ever worked at. I'd been there a couple of years already. And I'm doing my show on a Saturday morning, and the phone starts ringing. And I thought, what?
And this jerk gets on the bat phone. It's
like,
yo.
He's like, hey, I know you just said the temperature downtown is 27 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
But the airport says 28, and I think we should really go with that.
I think you should just go run out into the street, pal.
So there were like three instances of that, and then when I quit, they were surprised.
They were surprised.
And I thought...
You're getting pestered over a degree.
I figured you were pestering me for a reason, and you wanted me to go.
Right.
But they didn't like that I went across the street to the competition. Well, you can't choose these things.
Right. You don't get to decide my life.
Our Facebook question this morning is, you're given a food truck.
Yeah.
What you going to sling out the back of it? Food.
That's tough, man. There's so many different good things that you can get into, and the different creative things and different kinds of food trucks that I've seen over the years, too. Like some people do grilled cheeses. Some people do like fries, or some people have done, you know, tacos and dessert type things.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Even if it's already been done.
Right.
Maybe you can do it better, because I've had some. I thought, that's what you're going to do?
Yeah, or in your style, maybe, whatever.
Yeah.
That's fresh.
Sushi. Somebody said that they would do sushi.
That would be tough, though, wouldn't it?
Would it be one of those deals where you just pre-make a bunch of rolls?
Right.
And then, so they pick theirs and you sauce it up. You can't really have a food truck that you're rolling the stuff out there.
Right.
Just time, I'm thinking.
You got to be quick on the button, especially if you get a line.
Right. Faye says sour and salads. What's a sour? Do you know what sour is?
To me, sour is like, I feel like when I hear someone, I think of sour beer.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what they're getting at.
No, because that wouldn't go with salads.
Or soup.
But I bet it is soup. Bet it is soup and salads. Yeah. It's just a misprint. Cookies and cupcakes. Melissa said she would do cookies and cupcakes.
That'd be fun.
I would do tacos, but I would...
Tacos.
Do what I call a puffy taco.
Oh, yeah. It's like a bread type, but not like totally bread.
Yeah.
It's like a different kind.
Well, I would just use regular corn shells and you fry them up a little bit. I messed it up.
It's that thing.
It is.
It's that connector.
Because I'll like fry up those taco shells for a second. They don't get hard. You just do it enough that you like add some good grease flavor to it.
It wakens up the insides of whatever that is.
And then I put like 12, 14 shells in a pan and fill it with meat and cheese and pop that in the oven for a second. I would do some kind of my version on a taco. That's probably what I would
do. I want meat and cheese right now.
Meat and cheese tacos. A new study suggests that humans may already have the ability to regenerate body parts.
What?
But it's blocked by our scar tissue.
Wow.
Researchers were able to trigger partial regeneration in mice by redirecting cells away from scarring. Scientists say this could lead to future treatments that improve healing in humans.
It's like Deadpool. He can grow back like an arm or something.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
Scientists may say a mysterious pink planet located about 57 light years away has finally been studied in detail using the James Webb Space Telescope. For the first time, researchers were able to analyze its atmosphere and discovered unusual salt clouds, along with gases like methane, water vapor, and ammonia. Now they think the planet may have formed similarly to Jupiter.
Oh, wow.
Or is that 57 light years away? It's just 57 light
That's
years
it.
Away.
It's a quick trip.
How would you, as a Midwesterner, how many days is that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like how many hours, whatever?
It's like driving up to the UP.
When everybody's headed towards the UP.
Right.
What did I say? 57 light years.
Yeah.
Equals.
Exactly. It's like driving up to the
How
UP
many hours?
On a Labor Day weekend.
Right. That's going to take about 15 hours. 57 light years equals how many hours? AI says 499,622 light hours.
Yeah.
So it's probably still not even one of our hours.
Let's stay home.
Using the standard astronomical Julian calendar. Oh, I thought they were going to say each one of those hours was a year long. I don't know. It's going to get to that point in space math.
My brain doesn't.
I can't do
My
Earth
brain don't
math,
need that, yeah.
Let alone space math. If you're converting between astronomical units of distance, one light year equals exactly 8,766 light hours. That's just a 15-hour drive down there.
Yikes.
Scientists may have mapped an enormous underground fungal network.
Ooh, a fungal network.
That stretches an estimated 68 quadrillion miles between the Earth's surface. It forms a hidden system that supports life on land. These fungi form partnerships with plants, helping them absorb nutrients and water while moving about 4 billion tons of carbon into the soil each year.
And then before you know it, they're going to pop out of the earth, and it's going to be like those Goomba guys on Mario Brothers.
You just walk around.
We're going to have to jump on them.
PO'd expressions on their faces. Boing, boing. Researchers say the network acts like a planetary circulatory system, playing a major role in ecosystems and climate regulation. Ashley and I are learning about fascia. It's this like weird web that we all have that's outside of tendons, outside of muscles, outside of fat cells and stuff. This like web of whatever it's made out of in our body actually forms between our, what was it, our pelvis and our shoulders before our spine even grows in.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe you'll see different massage relax places. Fascia massage.
Oh.
I always thought it was like something to do with a facial.
That's what it sounds like.
Right. It's this web that's like in your body that actually, as you age, starts to shift and tighten up and stuff.
Oh, no.
So she's like, the people who do those types of massages, you know, try to pull that out. Yeah.
Probably a good idea. Like, man, I don't want to be hunched over when I get super old.
So that Leanne Rimes video
where
she was having
the
fascia massage
and
those two people were like in her jaw trying to unhinge the tension in her jaw and she just starts sobbing. You think she's going to revolt up in pain, but all of a sudden it's emotional and she just starts sobbing. That's part of that stuff that like we get all hunched over at our desk and it starts, your mom says you keep making that face, you're
going to
stay
like
that way. That's what fascia does.
Oh my gosh.
So that's this mushroom thing reminds me of the Earth's fascia.
I don't like that.
We need to massage the mushrooms.
I don't want people touching me, though.
Senior Living Community in Tennessee hosted an awesome event where residents took part in a giant slip and slide.
That's cool.
They were given caregivers, firefighters, college athletes played along with them, too. Just as long as nobody blew out a hip.
Right.
That's
and it was on even ground, too, and there's no rocks underneath it.
Oh, my God.
Yo,
I'd one rip my bone.
Oh my!
I slid right over it. It was the kind that took the breath out of you. Like when you fall down and get the breath knocked out of you.
Yeah.
I slid across my first time. Went running, scooting, sitting down. I couldn't breathe for like 30 seconds. Then I couldn't do it anymore.
Call someone.
I never got on the slip and slide again.
Oh.
But I can't win the lottery.
Yeah, right.
That random stone sticking up on the lawn, and I can nail with my hind end.
It'll never happen again.
No. Like perfect bullseye.
What the hell?
A Minnesota artist has created a unique mini art vending machine that sells small original pieces of art for a dollar.
Oh, that's fun.
It was installed in a local bookstore. Nearly 3,000 pieces have already been sold.
That's a fun little keepsake.
Some of the proceeds do go directly to the artists.
That's even better.
That's kind of a neat idea for sure. I've been watching some of these travel shows on YouTube. They're not influencers. These are content creators.
Oh.
I've got more patience for content creators than influencers.
Sure.
But they were taking little tours and going and eating out of all of the vending machines in Japan. That's, how cool would that be?
That's a wild world right there.
And that's exactly why they were doing it. And they actually came across a vending machine that had high priced pieces of jewelry in it.
Oh.
For like $1 million. Sure, it was a gimmick, but still. I was just maybe thinking about doing some what the facts. I wasn't sure, but then I started reading some that were really blowing my mind, and I thought, why not?
Yeah.
Ethiopia operates on a unique Coptic calendar that is roughly 7 years behind the Gregorian calendar that we run on, right? Or are we on the Julian calendar?
You got me.
Their 12-hour system, their 12-hour time system doesn't reset at midnight. It resets at dawn. How can they keep track of anything?
Are they ever on time?
In the rest of the world, right? That blows. I'm trying to figure out how places like Newfoundland run at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah. Bizarro world.
Yeah. That's even more so than that. I was like, what?
Yeah, that is. It's chaos.
I
can't live my life like that.
I'm still waking up about 2:45.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that this morning. Like, wide awake.
Yeah, I wonder why that is, you know?
Because I know my body is trying to set its clock, but I think it's still kind of struggling with going forward.
Yeah, the spring ahead thing. It's been a few months.
And then as soon as you lock it in, then you got to fall back.
Oh, yeah.
And that messes. I wonder if they got anything like that added to all that confusion in Ethiopia.
Those poor people.
Hurts my brain just even think about it.
I don't like it.
There's more trees on Earth than there are stars in our galaxy.
What? That doesn't seem possible.
That's what I said.
That doesn't seem right. But I've never been to space and I've never seen the galaxy yet that, you know. Place.
So when we look at, if we get to a dark park or someplace where we can see a bunch of stars, those are the stars in our galaxy, right?
That's my guess.
But there's no stars beside the sun in our solar system.
Could they be burned up?
And there's still all them stars out there like that. That's crazy. That's there's more trees. That gives me a little bit of glimmer. Sometimes I get sad for trees.
Yeah.
When I see land getting cleared. Like, I understand there's places that you could build houses and you got to clear the land or whatever.
I feel bad for the animals that live there.
Me too.
They're taking their homes.
I saw one of those videos yesterday. A guy was up in a tree and getting limbs off of it and stuff, getting ready to take it down. And then all of a sudden, a little squirrel popped up, like, out of one of the...
Hey, man, I live here.
I don't come to your house and just knock it down.
Right.
Okay, what else? Mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
We thought it was French. Oh, did you think it was French? I always thought it was French.
I always just thought it was disgusting, but yeah, right.
It's Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And actually, the French omelet is Spanish.
Wait a minute.
And gazpacho is one of Spain's oldest recipes.
What about French fries? Is that Spanish too? What about the French dip?
Spaniard fries. Olé.
The French are just out there taking food items and putting their name on it.
Where is the... I also read that there's a Spanish town that's completely surrounded by French countryside. It's just like a little... How does that happen? Do you remember that show that came out maybe 10, 15 years ago, probably on the History Channel, How States Got Their Shape?
No.
And that's because it ended up sucking. Like, it had such great potential. Right. It's like, yeah, I want to know this. And it would be an hour-long episode and just have so much history in it that you forgot why exactly it was that you were watching it.
Like misleading or something.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. What's this? John Lennon's. I don't care about that, John.
No. Yeah, John Lennon.
Hey, apparently you can hear the heartbeat of a blue whale 3 kilometers away.
I believe that. Hey, good morning. I believe that. They're huge.
Shrimp have their vital organ in their head.
Yeah, I think I knew that. I used to have to devein them.
Oh, that's right. You worked there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gross.
What a tedious job.
Oh, I only had to do it a few times. I felt bad for the people that did it like on a daily basis, like their hands and stuff, like just
get all cramped up and stuff.
You can tell.
Well, where did I swear I was reading like all these neat things that were blowing my mind, and where did they go? I don't know. There's a hill in New Zealand. I couldn't even begin to pronounce the name of it for you because it's got 85 letters in the name of it.
It's got a whole 2 alphabets in it. 5.
That can't even... Have you ever listened to somebody from New Zealand talk?
Mm-mm.
I probably have, but I don't... Their accents, they flip their vowel sounds.
Oh. They're like...
To what?
That's bizarro right there.
I wish I could think of something. I should have brought up a thing to listen to somebody. Not to pick on them, but just to show like how interesting it is.
Sure.
With their words, their
nothing
vowel sounds get
all,
flipped
to
a lot of them that we would use here.
We love the great people of New Zealand.
When I was a kid, I thought for sure that's where I was going to move and have a kiwi farm.
Oh, that's fun.
That's how far away from everybody I wanted to get when I was a kid. I daydream about moving to New Zealand.
The furthest point away from here.
Did you ever think about living someplace else when you were a kid?
I don't think so. I just have always been like, what am I doing right now? I'm the now guy. What's happening now? Let's get through today.
Okay.
I know. I'm so boring.
Not boring necessarily. Just, I don't know.
Survival.
Well, this went bust. I thought I had like a nice collection. I was like, no way. That's so messed up. And then I led with Ethiopia.
We learned that I don't have any dreams, so. of another place.
I got a video that I shared maybe last week. It's got no hits. Aww. I don't know if it didn't get viral or anything, but I've got certain friends that I thought would for sure appreciate it. It's like video from somebody who's just got their camera pointed into an aquarium of sorts. Like maybe they're on vacation in a big aquarium or whatever.
Yeah.
And Anya music is playing in the background. Yeah. And it says, "Just this is how I just go about my life right now." And you watch it, nothing's happening. And then like the sea lion, like looking like a bowling pin, not even trying to fly, like straight up like a bowling pin.
Right.
Just looking around, goes floating by. Just looking around.
Those guys are awesome.
How could nobody appreciate that?
I don't think I saw that.
It probably didn't get distributed. I am noticing some weird things with, I don't know if they're working behind the things on Facebook. show pages and personal pages. Like, that's kind of weird. Cow friendships. I still wonder why I eat burgers. Cows have best friends.
Oh, of course they do.
They're actually, you knew all the cool things about cows.
Right.
Well, I don't know if we eat as many hamburgers.
No, I've seen lots of interactions, not in personal life, but like on videos and stuff. Yeah, they're kind of. They like other animals. Yeah.
Neat. DDA cruising is tonight.
Right.
We'll be pre-gaming at Bellinote starting at 4.
You're hanging out there.
Yeah. And then over here for a couple of hours, and it's going to be fun. This story, I guess maybe. Making the rounds because it's actually hit the court system, I guess. But a lady from Michigan was at a CVS store in Grand Traverse in May.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought she'd pick herself up a bottle of wine.
Okay.
She didn't just, like, put it under her coat or stick it in her waistband, though.
Oh, no.
She put it in a place that you can't imagine.
Yikes.
I mean, babies come out of it, but how does a bottle of wine go up there?
I don't want to know, and I'm never going to know. I'm never going to know how that works.
And specifically, she went for a bottle of wine that doesn't require a wine opener, like a screw top, because she,
at least she didn't try to, like, to do, like, a box of wine, you know.
The places you could put that.
Yikes.
40-year-old New York woman is fined after stealing a Knicks-themed trash can during the team's championship.
She's deplorable.
Did you see this for?
I did.
This woman.
There's actual footage of her taking the can and dumping the trash everywhere and running off with the can. Like, what a jerk.
Yeah. So it's painted that blue, Knicks blue and orange.
Right.
It was filled with garbage. It would be one thing if it was just sitting there and she drug it along and...
Or if she did like the considerate thing, if you're going to steal something, at least like don't make a mess. At least have a trash bag with you and dump. You know what I mean? I know no one's going to do that, but man, you suck.
She emptied the giant orange and blue container on the sidewalk and then walked off with it.
She ran off with it.
People were filming it. You see the bystanders with their mouth agape watching her do it in these viral videos. She was fined $175 for littering. And then...
That's to put it lightly, too.
They fired her at her job.
Yeah, because who wants that at my workplace? You represent us no matter where you're at. Don't even think that you got a different costume on or people don't recognize you. You're in your free time. That's fine. But in a way, you represent people, too, at the same time.
An executive director at JPMorgan Chase.
It's like me climbing up that post right there and stealing off one of those speakers. You know
right.
I mean? Right? Come on.
Hey, watch what I can do.
Having a good time. Go Knicks.
Are they not playing music on those speakers? Who plays the music on there?
I believe there's some setup with the Jackson DDA. Could be very wrong, but I think they have in their office.
Later.
And I know. I'm not sure how that stuff works anymore. I haven't heard anything come out of there in a while.
We could take over a podcast and put it on the speakers in downtown Jackson. Hey, you lady. We saw you park here earlier.
Right. That'd be hilarious. With the camera. Right. Just heckle people when they walk by. Nice dog.
You're like, good morning. All right. World Cup.
World Cup. It's World Cup fever.
This is what people are Googling as they watch the World Cup. Things like, do male soccer players wear sports bras?
They do.
Do they?
I've seen them. I don't know if I've seen it in this World Cup, but I've seen other like footage and stuff too where they trade jerseys and such sometimes.
Yeah.
And I've seen them with the female sports bras on, or well, sports bras.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why.
This does say no, but occasionally you'll see a player wearing something that resembles a sports bra.
Maybe it's not then.
It's actually a device used to track different metrics, like how much running they're doing.
Maybe that's what it meant. I just thought that's what it was, because I don't know anything about bras.
So that's probably why people were Googling it.
Right.
Like, what the hell is that?
Right. What has that guy got on?
Why are all the cleats pink? Almost every major cleat brand released bright pink or electric fuchsia collection specifically for the World Cup.
Oh, good.
It's mostly to help stand out against the green grass. Is ranch an American thing?
100.
It was the top trending question related to Americans over the past week. Can I bring ranch dressing on a plane? Is what the foreigners, our friends are Googling. Then it's got to go in your checked bag.
Yep.
Is the U.S. in the World Cup? Is U.S. good at soccer?
I think they have like a pretty good team this year. I heard they had like the coach is like originally from like Argentina or whatever, and like they love him.
Oh, nice.
That's what I've been, you know, I heard a report or something. Yeah.
It says, yes, the U.S. is in the World Cup and they have advanced to the knockout round after winning their group.
Yeah, usually you don't hear too much about it, but yeah, they're doing pretty well.
And some people still believe in, or not believe in, that soccer is called football everywhere else.
What the hell?
Why would you not believe it? Is soccer called football? It's those radicals trying to start things. All right, some of the most outrageous. First, we're going to do the craziest food so far that you can buy at the World Cup. How many cities here in the U.S.? Was 11 or so overall? And maybe
that were hosting or whatever?
Something, yeah. $20 beer in Mexico. The daily minimum wage there is around $18, but you can get a beer for $20.
Whole day's wages.
So it's not the people working around the stadium going to those games.
Wow, no. That's too bad. That was probably blue collar at some point, too, you know.
Maple bacon smoky. That's in Vancouver. It's smoked sausage topped with bacon, onion jam, and maple syrup.
I'm in.
Short rib poutine, that's also in Vancouver.
Totally.
You short rib poutine.
Look at you. Get your act together.
The Twinkie cheeseburger in L.A.
No thanks.
Cheeseburger topped with bacon-wrapped jalapeno that's stuffed with brisket and cream cheese.
It's not natural.
Why is it a Twinkie? There's no reference. Is that the bun?
It's got to be. That's my guess. Why would they say that?
And then it's got bacon. I don't know. I'd give that a whirl.
Would you? I kind of like those.
Just
two
because
words
cheeseburger topped with a bacon wrapped jalapeno.
Okay, that's fine.
And that jalapeno is stuffed with brisket and cream cheese. Somebody get on that around here.
Food truck.
Don't need the Twinkie for the bun.
Yeah.
But I want a wrap smoked jalapeno.
Sure.
What are those things called?
Like a popper.
Popper.
Yeah, popper.
The empanada.
Mundial.
It's in Miami. A massive 5-pound chicken and cheese empanada.
Whoa, 5 pounds?
$40.
Oh, wow. That was cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
Fancy AF tots also in Miami.
I love AF.
It's 3 fried hash browns topped with caviar, creme fraiche, and chives.
Ugh.
Yeah, no kidding. $75.
You can keep it. You can pay me $75 to eat it. How about that?
One of those vending machine tours videos that I saw from a content creator. There was a caviar machine in Tokyo, and he got some.
Yuck. That would be scary.
And it was like $100 or something for him to have a butt. And it's caviar.
It's gross. Right next to the Squid Ink milkshake machine.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yuck. No kidding.
See? I can get weird.
So that's the crazy foods that you can buy at the World Cup. AF. AF as AF.
You know what it is.
All right. These are some of the outrageous carnival foods because it's fair and carnival season.
Yeah.
Also.
I love that show, Carnival Eats. They don't make new ones anymore, but it's fun. This guy goes around and
I need to look that up.
He goes to different, fairs, and like there's some wacky stuff going on out there, and it's just neat. The only thing I don't like, because I don't like watching people eat, like he eats and he'll take a giant bite and they have it like all over his face and his lips and everything.
Gross.
To me, that's the part that kills me.
I found a show yesterday, it was probably on cable at one point, a standalone show, like an hour documentary about the biggest buffet in the world.
Yeah.
It's in England.
Really?
And maybe it was the biggest buffet in England. This place was like a multi. It's like one of these buildings down here.
Really?
You wouldn't know walking into it that there's a 2-hour waiting room.
Oh my god!
To get into it, that's like 2 more floors up.
Could you stand that? I don't think I could wait there that long.
It's some people they were talking to would go there 2-3 times a week.
Wow!
This particular wait was on Father's Day, so I'll give you that.
Okay, it's not a normal meal.
But I realized, like, my new thing right now is eating food while I watch shows about food. It's probably not as new as I think it is, but...
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, though.
I want to watch food while I'm eating my food.
I think it's a good idea, because sometimes when I'm watching, it's like, then I'm going to jump into some nutty stuff.
If I have something prepared, I don't have to pay attention is really what it's about. And there's not going to be anything too offensive about food shows unless it's like you said, that dude eating like a pig.
Yeah, dude, you're gross.
Mac and cheese ice cream.
Yuck.
Fried Jell-O.
I don't know how you do that, but good luck. I saw him fry a jelly, a gummy bear on that show.
Okay, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Did it melt?
They had to dip it in there and freeze it, and then, okay. Yeah.
Cotton candy tacos.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly corn dogs. Deep fried bubble gum.
I don't like gum.
Says there's no gum in the center. It's just the flavoring, which is also disgusting.
Yeah.
Almost swore. It messes with your brain.
Right.
Your brain's like, are we going to keep chewing this?
What's up? Now it's down.
Now your stomach's like, well, we've been chewing this. You got to swallow it. And now it's gum.
You got to spit it out.
No, it just tastes like gum. No, it's gum.
Right.
That's average conversation in my head. Pizza pickle. I'm sorry, pickle pizza. Chocolate covered bacon. We've heard of those before.
Yeah, that's not new.
Fried Coca-Cola. They use Coke in the batter, roll it into balls and deep fry it. And then they top it with cinnamon sugar.
I bet you that tastes good.
Yeah. Cheeseburger donuts. You said you're out on that.
Yeah, I don't need that for a bun.
Deep fried butter. Not a fan.
I don't know.
If you were at a fair, would you try it?
I don't eat butter. Like, what kind of psychopath just takes a stick of butter and just mouths down?
That's why you got to deep fry it. So you, that's like masking your psychopathy.
I guess so.
Two siblings in North Carolina just had a life-changing win after using their family's birthdays to play the lottery.
Ooh.
Their numbers matched all five white balls, earning them the prize of $25,000 a year for life.
And now they're fighting each other for the...
Right.
Are they?
No, probably. Oh. I hope not.
Soon.
They said it was even more amazing since the winning numbers were all special to them. They plan to use the money for their bills, home repairs, a new car.
A new car!
My mom and dad, when they launched the Michigan Lotto game, it was our birthdays.
Yeah, birthdays are always...
The age they were when the game started, they were 30. He's 72 now. They've played it every week, dude.
Wow.
And even when they expanded it to two nights a week.
Did they ever hit like anything? Did they ever get like a decent chunk of something?
I don't know if they ever won $50
That's
on that.
Not fair.
Maybe 100, my mom. What's really, maybe it's our turn. Because twice those numbers have come in and they were one off.
Oh. Of course, right? Man.
I just want to be some morning talk show fodder about a weird story winning the lottery. That's what I want in life.
We played, we got out for a second, which never happens, last Saturday, and we went to a local establishment, and we played some Keno or whatever, and like, my wife was like, yo, let's do our anniversary date.
You know?
Yeah, it wasn't meant.
You didn't win anything.
No!
Disney Plus has given a pilot order to release a series based on the 2006 film Aquamarine. Both Disney Plus and Disney Channel... And one star will be a part of it. Emma Roberts, anyway. I feel like that's totally a millennial movie that they'd be excited about.
Sure.
So I wanted to talk about that for a second.
Joy.
Let's see. Get ready for gambling in cartoon form.
What? Gambling in cartoon form?
America's growing obsession with gambling can now be celebrated.
On Nickelodeon.
In cartoon form, Fanatics has launched an animated series called Sketchy Bets, where actual unusual bets are turned into comedic stories told with hand-drawn sketch-style animation, and it's hosted by Cam Patterson from Saturday Night Live.
Those are fun type of shows. I like that.
He says, if you ever sweated out a bet, this is going to hit home for you. You can watch the episodes on Fanatics' various social media accounts. Apparently, they're not going to be much of a commitment. The first one is less than... a minute and a half long.
It's all you need.
It's a short.
It's all you need.
Which I'm just learning about. There's reels, and then there's shorts.
Sure. They've been doing those forever.
It takes me about 5 to 6 years to figure out stuff that came out.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I don't know about.
UK fans who couldn't get tickets to see Harry Styles during his current record-breaking run of shows at Wembley Arena there are apparently cheering themselves up by watching Harry Styles impersonators.
Oh.
Since the shows at Wembley began June 12th, Champions Music and Entertainment Agency has reported a 560% rise in bookings for Harry Styles tribute acts. How many are there?
I mean, how many Elvis impersonators are there, too?
True. But that's Elvis.
Yeah, he's not Elvis.
According to the UK booking agency, these acts are being hired for private parties as well as corporate events. Universities, festivals, live concerts.
Hey, man, people.
It's so weird to see.
People have been turning to tribute bands and stuff, too, over here with the cost of tickets.
It's one thing to see a band. It's really weird to me to have a solo artist. You know what I mean?
That is different.
But apparently not to those people.
Good for them.
Backstreet Boys' AJ McLean released a solo album back in January.
Crickets.
And wait a minute. I'm ahead of myself. Nick Carter is going to plan some new solo music. Okay. AJ did it. Howie did it. Now Nick. Nick says he's recording a new song called First Place. He says the song's about being in the industry and being away from your children and traveling and working really hard like all of us do as fathers and parents in general when we're out and away and you want to be with your children.
I get the whole artistic whatever expression they're trying to do and have their own thing and do their, but they should all do it. They should all five of, there's five of them, right? They should all do that and then release the compilation together as a set. Just saying.
Interesting.
That'd be great for fans.
Kiss did that.
They did. Everyone recorded their own album.
Yeah. And they all got released at the same time. The best one was Ace Frehley's.
Wow.
He's also included his three children in it. Oh. Odin, Saoirse, and Pearl. That's probably really neat, you know, if you're a parent and get it. I guess if I could have all my pets on an album, I'd do it.
Oh, I would, yeah. The solo from Maya.
All right, Steph, this weekend, Avatar, The Last Airbender's on Netflix. Check out season two of that live-action show based on the beloved animated series. Little brother, John Cena and Eric Andre are brothers in that comedy film also on Netflix.
Hilarity, I'm sure.
Hulu's Got the Bear if you're ready for the fifth and final season.
I'm not.
HBO Max has Life, Larry, and the Pursuit of Unhappiness. Larry David teamed up with the Obamas for this sketch comedy series.
Oh.
Interesting. In movie theater, Supergirl this weekend.
Ooh.
Jackass, Best and Last. I'm guessing Toy Story will be number one again.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to blow everybody weekend. Out.
Yeah, because they've already been talking bad about that Supergirl movie, which I don't get, but whatever.
What are they saying, and why is it always the girl superhero movies?
They're talking about this young lady and her, like, physical appearance and stuff too, and like, oh, they could have done something else or somebody else.
They don't think she's pretty enough.
Yeah, I think that's a bunch of crap.
I'm over it
because she was in that last Superman movie, and I thought she was in a very, very, very small scene. But man, she was hilarious, and I was like, that made me excited. I was like, oh, they're gonna make that movie. I want to see that, especially if the dog's in it.
Yeah,
you know,
right? Rachel Buchanan in studio with us because there's actually an event that you don't have to rush around to do,
right?
Unless you want to, you. You can do it leisurely over the course of the summer, and it supports the parks. Tell us about this, Rachel.
Yeah, we had this great opportunity through Experience Jackson to connect with Jackson County Parks. And they're like, you know, we've got all these new developments, these things that people aren't aware of, this brand new pickleball park over in Grass Lake, this playground over at Keeley Park, and this natural spring that nobody knows about over at Round Lake Park in Hanover. Like, all these little gems, whether they be improvements, updates, or things that have been around for a while, but like, people just don't know about them.
Sure.
You could be at the park and have no clue what's right next to you. So they came to us saying, you know, could you help us, you know, kind of promote this outdoor challenge? We're thinking about, you know, buying this app and putting all this investment into and everything. And I was like, hold on. Experience Jackson has an app for that, and we'd love to partner with you. So just a few days ago, we launched the Jackson County Parks Challenge. On the challenge, on the Experience Jackson app, which is free, there are 14 different challenges. Everything from playing that game of pickleball to finding a sculpture on Falling Waters Trail to finding a certain piece of playground equipment or a particular activity at a park, something over at the Cascades, experiencing the Sparks Museum at the Cascades. The list goes on, and there's 14 challenges. If you complete 8 of those challenges, which is easy to do through the app, you check in at each one, you will automatically get a Jackson County Parks water bottle, which is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Stay hydrated for the summer. However, if you do 8 of those challenges before August 1st, I believe it is, you could score 4 Tigers tickets courtesy of American One as well.
Dang, that's a great prize.
I know.
I
got 4 in the family. So it's kind of a fun event. I have actually worked through 8 of the challenges myself in test mode and everything. And it's kind of fun. You got to get close enough to the challenge to prove that you're there.
And you it knows space that. It's like the back end of the app knowing that.
It'll even show you on the app, kind of you're in range. Oh, not close enough. Try again.
Oh, wow.
Or you checked in at Cascades Falls 5 minutes ago. You got to space it out a little bit. So it kind of does the job for you. But
That's
at the end, you submit your information. It's as easy as that, and you're good to go.
So you've done 8 already.
I have, yeah.
What was your favorite one? Was it like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah. I hope everybody does this one.
Well, I think probably the favorite one, I packed up my 9-year-old a little bit early before dropping him off at a daycare last week. And we stopped at the, like I said, the Round Lake Park in Hanover. I'd driven by there before.
Who knew?
It was so beautiful, so calm. It was also 7 in the morning, so it was an ideal, beautiful time. But he played the musical, you know, xylophone type stuff there, and they have this natural spring. You can reach right under it. It's the water that they put in water bottles, and it's right there. It's awesome. So kind of a discovery for me. I didn't realize that was there or what it would have been. I wouldn't have known to look for it.
This is the first I've ever heard of it in my life.
Well, there you go.
I've been here my whole life. That's awesome.
It's the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.